Last night's election has shifted the balance of power in the state Senate toward the Republican Party. At least six members of the bipartisan working group will not be returning to the legislature in January. Members of the Senate have been meeting today to discuss its leadership and have just announced the plan for reorganization at a news conference on the west side of Anchorage. Alexandra Gutierrez was there and joins us now. Hi, Alexandra.
Good evening, Lori.
What is the new leadership structure?
Well, two of the people who had been in the previous Senate minority, which was just four Republicans, are now in the two most powerful positions in the Senate. Charlie Huggins is now the Senate president, and John Coghill is now the majority leader. We also have Pete Kelly and Kevin Meyer taking over the finance positions, and Lisa McGuire is now the chair of the Rules Committee.
What does this mean for the Senate bipartisan coalition?
Well, it's effectively done. There were no Democrats in attendance today. There were 10 Republicans there with another one out of town, so they've got 11 Republicans. They say that they're willing to accept new members, so the group could be bipartisan in name, but it will be dominated by Republicans. Interestingly, the current Senate President Gary Stevens and Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman were not in attendance at the meeting. However, Senator Charlie Huggins said that he would consider them as members if they showed interest in joining. And it looks like there should be more meetings as we get closer to the legislative session where the coalition could, well, what used to be the coalition could grow into a new coalition, even though it will be substantially different from the previous one.
Alexandra, does the new Senate structure maintain any of the elements of the coalition?
So far, it doesn't appear that that's the case. The first thing that Senator Huggins said, as far as priorities were concerned, was that he was looking at changing the oil tax regime right now. For the past two legislative sessions, there's been kind of a stalemate concerning oil tax reform, with the governor and the House majority being in favor of oil tax cuts, and then the Senate bipartisan working group saying, hey, we need more commitments from oil companies that they're actually going to increase production. When asked if this group would require some sort of, you know, hard deal from the oil companies to increase production, they said that they hadn't really gotten that far. This is all very preliminary, and that it's been less than 24 hours since these elections, and more details will become clear as the legislature convenes.
What does this mean, do you think, for Governor Parnell's push for lowering oil taxes?
I think that he is probably very happy today. Right now, this group looks like it's really receptive to working with him, and it looks like they are more likely to be on board with his plan than the previous Senate majority group. No hard commitments were made today as far as what they were going to do because just preliminary organizational sessions, it sounds like there's a good chance that this won't be like the previous two legislative sessions where we went into special session to discuss oil tax reform and then nothing came of it.
All right. Thanks, Alexandra, for that update for us.
You're welcome, Lori.
That was reporter Alexandra Gutierrez, who has been following the Senate leadership talks today.